Hello?
Hi there, is this Megan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Megan, this is Scott. I'm Marnie's husband.
Hi.
Hi. We haven't spoken yet, but I know when my wife hired you to nanny our kids, I was supposed to be there, but I got held up at work last week. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, totally. Not, I mean, not a problem at all. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you too. Is Marnie home, by the way?
No, she's out running an errand, but she should be back like within the hour if you want to wait and talk to her.
Actually, if you could just pass a message along for me, I would appreciate that.
Okay, cool.
If you could just let her know that I filed paperwork this morning for a divorce and I will be leaving the country in about an hour. Thank you.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I filed.
I don't think I understood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I filed the divorce paperwork this morning and I'm going to be leaving the country in about an hour. And tell her I said good luck with everything.
I'm sorry. I don't know that that's the kind of thing that I should be asking to tell her. I think that's something that you need to tell her yourself.
Well, no, I've thought a lot about it, the divorce and who I would want to deliver the news, and I've just reached my breaking point.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And
Okay. Yeah, that's not something that I really anticipated signing up for. So,
well,
is there a
here's the
reason that
thing.
like I'm the person that you need to contact, or?
Well, yeah, because she's gonna be nice to you, and if I tell her that I'm leaving the country in an hour and divorcing her, she could get really mad at me, and I don't want
Well,
that.
I don't know that that's my responsibility to get to tell is okay. I think that you should probably
Oh,
talk to your wife about
Megan,
this. This is not something. Yeah,
Megan,
what?
you sound like you're getting really worked up about this, and you really shouldn't because you're not the one getting a divorce. I am. If anybody should be upset, it should be me.
But I should not be the one that has to give this news. I never signed up for this when I agreed to nanny for you guys. I thought I was nannying for it. Like, listen,
Right.
I respect your personal lives. I really, really do. But I really need you to contact your wife directly. I
Right. But
cannot be the one that.
we paid you to help the family out, and really, this is the last thing I need you to do for the family. You can continue to work for her, though, if you want. But the family's no more.
Okay, but I get what's happening in your personal lives, but when I agreed to nanny for you guys, I did not agree to be the message person for all of your family's bad news. I really need you to talk to your wife directly.
Megan, can I
Like,
ask you a question? As a woman, can I ask you a question?
oh my gosh, yeah.
If your husband of 15 years came home and said that he was leaving the country and divorcing you, how would you feel?
Awful.
Right, and I don't want to see that. So if you could just pass the message along
Right,
for
but I
me, I
would
would
feel
appreciate it.
way more awful if my husband of 15 years asked our nanny, who we literally just hired, to be the bearer of that bad news because,
Well,
like, that's horrid.
Megan, I got another question for you. And this has nothing to do with giving my wife the divorce news. Again, thank you for agreeing to it. I
No,
appreciate it. So that.
I didn't agree to that. I did not agree to that.
Well, the question I have, though, is kind of an exciting one. And I've been asking everybody I know. So for my new name, when I leave the country, should it be Alejandro or Diego? Can't decide.
Sorry, what is wrong with you? You are divorcing your wife and leaving your family, asking me to bear that bad news, and you decide to ask this girl who you've never met what your new name should be? Like, those are your priorities right now?
Well, my new girlfriend who I just started dating, her name's Allie. She told me I should go with Alejandro. And I don't think I have the
Slow
body
down.
for that,
Pause right
really.
there. Yeah, no. Wait, who did you just say is your new girlfriend?
Oh, her name is Allie. She recently graduated college.
Okay, now I'm freaking out because I know an Allie very well, and she just told me she started dating an older man. And oh my gosh, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh
Do
my
you
God,
think it could be
I'm.
the same Allie?
Yes, I think it is the same girl, and she is my friend. And
Oh,
oh,
wonderful.
it's not wonderful, it's really screwed up.
No, this is wonderful. If it's the same Allie, you can come visit us in España. That's where we're moving.
Call Allie. I am not talking to you anymore. I need to call Allie and talk to Allie, my friend.
Well, she must not be a really good friend if she's setting you up for a prank phone call like this. You should just let her leave the country.
What are you talking about? Did you just say a prank phone call?
Yes, I did, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Allie set you up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe that she didn't.
She told me that you started a new job as a nanny and you hadn't met the father yet, so she wanted me to prank you.
She's so horrible for doing this. Oh my God.
But really, I need to know, should I change my name to Alejandro or Diego? Can you be helpful on that one?
Yeah, I think I'm more so Diego, actually.
Diego, it is. All right, perfect.